WPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The winter storm in the south is leaving some airports paralyzed.
More than 2,100 flights were canceled yesterday, with Houston's Bush Intercontinental Airport scrapping 218 outgoing and 203 inbound flights. Today, it's the Louis Armstrong Airport in New Orleans and Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson, where planes are being held on the ground because of poor weather conditions.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Santa Ana winds whipping up another wildfire in Southern California. More than 50,000 people forced to flee or are under evacuation warnings as the Hughes Fire burns north of Los Angeles. The latest government report on unemployment showing 223,000 new claims filed, about 2,000 more than expected. The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, and Conclave are among the nominees for Best Picture Oscar this morning. ABC Entertainment correspondent Kelly Carter with one of her favorites.
Best actor, I mean, Timmy Chalamet all the way, right? I think he's probably out there as the lead to take this in.
This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Governor Tony Evers gave his State of the State address last night, outlining some priorities for this year. Lisa Hale reports.
Governor Tony Evers delivered the State of the State address in Madison Wednesday night. Among his pleas for bipartisan action to make 2025 the year of the kid and pass gun reform measures, the governor got emotional and personal while discussing mental health and suicide prevention measures.
If you talk to someone whose loved one died by suicide, many will tell you that their loss was not a foregone conclusion, that maybe, just maybe, if the person they loved had just made it through one more dark night to see with certainty that the sun would rise again, things could have ended up differently. Tonight, I am asking this legislature to give the family and the next one and the family after that hope for that same opportunity.
Evers said in 2022, Wisconsin had 932 deaths by suicide, and 60% of those involved a firearm. He asked the legislature to restore the 48-hour waiting period for gun purchases in Wisconsin, and he introduced the Self-Assigned Firearm Exclusion Program, or SAFE. This is a program that would allow residents to voluntarily register to temporarily prevent themselves from purchasing firearms. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
Evers will give his full budget address on February 18th. And UW-Madison is closer to finding its next permanent police chief. There are now four finalists after their search began in September. Former Chief Kristen Roman resigned almost a year ago after an investigation. The candidates are giving public presentations this month. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks headed back to Milwaukee today after nearly a foot of snow around New Orleans shut down the roads and the airport. Last night's game against the Pelicans called off due to the weather. It'll be rescheduled later this season. Tonight, the Bucks host the Miami Heat with 41 games left on the schedule. Milwaukee the half point of the regular season, 13 games before the All-Star break. Damian Lillard on holding onto that fourth place spot in the Eastern Conference.
In this closing stretch, we got to have that more than anything else, because it's going to come down to where our mind is. If we do, you know, I think we'll go into the break feeling good about ourselves, and I think right now we're trending in that direction.
College basketball, UWM last night with a 95-79 victory over Wright State in Fairborn, Ohio. Milwaukee now tied for second place in the Horizon League, two games behind Cleveland State. And former Packers defensive back Terrell Buckley named the new head coach at Mississippi Valley State. Buckley played for seven different teams in the NFL after being a first-round pick for Green Bay in 1992. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We are going to put a little pause into that warm-up that started yesterday. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to about 16 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15 will keep that wind chill hovering around zero most of the day. Tonight, one below. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, 21. We're back to 34 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now, 6.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he just drives, he's going bubba da bubba da bubba da bubba da bubba da
bubba?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, all things sports with the Acme Packing Company sports guru Paul Noonan. And this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Criminals who beat cops and tried to overthrow our government. 1,500 criminals, including over 600 who were charged with violently assaulting police officers. And I'm here to talk about that on the floor, because I think it's disgusting. I think it's a disgrace. The people Trump let out broke through windows, beat up cops, and desecrated this beautiful symbol of our country. A building, by the way, that terrorists tried to destroy on September 11, 2001. They couldn't get here because they were stopped by the courageous people on board Flight 93. But the crowd that Donald Trump sent here breached the building, and they attacked it in a way that had never been done.
Oh, thank you, Representative Jim McGovern. Okay, from bad to worse, it's time for doom.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now.
Dr. Doom.
MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the doom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Hi, Doc. You're going to be able to live up to your name again. If Kamala had won, you'd be what? Dr. Happy? With wouldn't work.
It wouldn't, right?
Dr. Happy signifies something else.
I call something else
yeah,
that.
Dr. Happy. Yeah, no, not quite. And I'm a little doomed out here, Steph. You know, this is like... These last few days since the inauguration have shown us, as if we need showing, he's following through with exactly what he said. And
Chris just said that. He's like, I believe everything he says. I mean, the people I'm shocked at are the ones that are shocked.
Right.
Like, he ran.
Yeah.
He said all this.
This is everything he ran on.
He said it all out loud.
He promised all this.
People are like, it's just Trump. He's just talking.
Yeah. Right, it makes it like weirdly boring. Like we've heard this before.
Yeah.
Have we heard it before? Through his first term, through the campaign.
Stuff that doesn't even make sense. People's insulin that was $35 is going to be $600 again. He repealed you'd think that'd be one of the things he would just take credit for it. Like he'll take credit for everything. But he got rid of that.
Oh, yeah. And he got rid of the ability of organizations like the CDC or the NIH to send out medical information and public health information to the public and other scientists. What on earth would compel somebody to do that? I have no idea.
In case you're,
but I'm going to tell you, we were talking about this pardoning of these really vile terrorist insurrectionists, including the ones that beat the hell out of cops on January 6th in 21. And you know, all these cops who supported him and police organizations who thought he was the only person for the job are now finding themselves having to defend a guy who released people who attacked them. I mean, it's extraordinary.
We're
really
going to have one of them, Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn, coming up in a few minutes, Doc. But I just want to go back to, in case people don't know what you're talking about, Trump's acting secretary for the Department of Health and Human Services instructed heads of all federal health agencies in a memo to temporarily stop public communications. That means they're advising the leaders of the CDC, the Food and Drug Administration, National Institute of Health to refrain from publicly issuing any document or communication, including regulations and press releases, until it's been reviewed and approved by a presidential appointee. Yeah. I mean, explain how dangerous that is, Doc.
Well, it's incredibly dangerous. This is where a lot of, you know, your doctors, your health practitioners, your public health agencies get the latest and greatest news about what to do to protect the public's health. Now, maybe this will get reinstated in a few days, and maybe it won't. We just don't know with him. But this is a vital lifeline of information that we all in the profession depend on. And the very idea that it's going to be suspended, even temporarily, is awesome and frightening and really bad for the public, but I don't think those factors matter that much to this administration.
Well, let's talk about the larger, your post was terrifying, as they tend to be, and extra doomy, but you said Trump has declared the U.S. will withdraw from the World Health Organization. That is an extraordinarily terrible idea. Pulling out of WHO will certainly undermine our capacity to detect early signs of a pandemic and our ability to manage a massive global outbreak. Let's understand the big picture. Trump stiffs WHO. Somehow conspiracist RFK Jr. gets confirmed to run HHS, stops infectious disease research for 8 years. He brings in an executive team that's obsessively anti-vax and anti-science. These guys are even skeptical about polio vaccine. Here's what will happen. The world is potentially on the verge of a pandemic worse than COVID. We don't have information and tools. We'll need to fight it. We'll definitely have epidemics of deadly vaccine-preventable diseases, and we'll be bringing back manufacturing of iron lungs for multitudes of kids with polio. I am at a total loss to understand why any president, even Donald Trump, would want to put every American at so much risk. It's at some point just about the chaos, right? Just him. And again, Chris, he told us. He's, I'm going to let Bobby Kennedy go crazy on the medicines.
Yeah. The thing that's so interesting, Stephanie, is that this is not like just conservative views on government or, you know, managing debt or our position in the world. This is just crazy stuff that I don't see where the benefit comes to a president who will allow the American health system and our ability to fight off diseases to just deteriorate overnight like that. Why? I'm not sure what's in it, even for Trump. What does he get out of it? This is why I wrote that tweet. It's just inexplicable to me.
I mean, every idea is crazier than the last. Did you hear, because it's a little relevant to us out here in L.A., he suggested eliminating FEMA entirely yesterday. And at this point, you're not sure like what he's going to do or what he's just. He floated the idea of eliminating FEMA, saying he'd prefer if states take responsibility for recovering from disasters as the head of the disaster, whatever that fancy thing is that you founded.
Oh, God. Allow him to say it.
Disaster preparedness.
Oh, whatever. Whatever. Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, it probably is because, like, L.A. is a blue city, right, in a blue state, and he addressed the wildfires, which he quickly blamed on Democratic officials again. He said, I'll say Los Angeles has changed everything, and he said, because a lot of money's going to be necessary for L.A., and Hannity said, North Carolina, too. Trump said, well, they don't care about North Carolina. The Democrats don't care about North Carolina. What is he talking about? The President Biden gave extraordinary help to North Carolina when he said what they've done with FEMA.
Unbelievable.
He said what they've done with FEMA is so bad. FEMA's not done their job for the last 4 years. You know, I had FEMA working really well. Oh, my God. He said, unless you have certain types of leadership, it gets in the way. And FEMA's going to be a whole big discussion very shortly because I'd rather see the states take care of their own problems.
I'll tell you something. Having worked with FEMA and some of those related agencies that deal with disasters in the federal government for decades, I have never seen a less partisan organization than FEMA. Every single leader of FEMA, through Democratic and Republican administrations, has been absolutely nonpartisan. And I've been in internal meetings. I've known a lot of them. There's never been a hint of suggestion that they might favor one state over another.
But
this is crazy talk.
But I will take exception to his the politics he's playing with. It. FEMA worked great under Bill Clinton. Didn't work so well under George Bush with Hurricane Katrina.
No.
You know,
exactly.
It does matter who's in charge. Didn't work very well under Republican Greg Abbott when he couldn't even keep the power grid open and his officials went to Cancun. I will say from someone that lives here, Governor Newsom and Karen Bass have done a great job in an unimaginable tragedy out here. That's not over. We had new fires yesterday, you know.
I know. It's just completely absurd. And look, we're going to pay a price for a lot of these crazy changes that he wants to make. We'll just see how much it's going to cost us in terms of our well-being, our public health, and everything else. This is a really bad time.
I have a personal question out here in L.A., something you retweeted, because I was confused about this.
It's not like a personal medical question.
Does this look infected to you? No.
You'll have to make an appointment. Yeah, it won't be yet. But I will take your insurance. Yes.
Is this a shanker? Okay. Just kidding. I don't leave my house. There's no way I have any kind of disease that involves touching someone else. Okay. So you retweeted NCDP. They said, not all people sleep with fully charged phones at their bedside with the ringer on loud. These factors make emergency warning systems based solely on phone notifications suboptimal, you pointed out. So now I got an alarm because I turn my ringer off at night because we go to bed
at stupid o'clock.
Yeah. So, but I got an alert. An evacuation warning. It was unfortunately a mistake, but my ringer was off. So I thought those do override having your phone off. They do not?
No.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. It depends on the service. It depends on the location. But even if they do override it, if you're in a situation where you can't pay your phone bills,
right.
You don't have a phone,
right.
Or you live in one of the many mobile phone deserts where you don't have access to the internet, for whatever reason, you're in trouble. You should not be dependent on a technology that you may not have access to, which is why I've always advocated for some old-fashioned alert systems we should put up, especially in high-risk areas for wildfires like around California. We should be putting up regular old sirens in neighborhoods that will sound very loud, audible signals that we're in trouble here. Wake up, figure out what's happening, and you may have to get out of harm's way in a hurry. But depending on cell phones, even in the building I live in here in New York City, there are many elderly people that I know for a fact do not have cell phones or their cell phones turned on or know how to use them.
Yeah.
So that if there were a fire in the building, they won't know, which is why we've been advocating to put real loud alarms in the hallways. But
what if you're elderly and your employees only block your calls? And then
that's true.
But well, then the emergency stuff will get through. You just won't get a call from us.
Dr. Redliner.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. You guys are so cynical. I can't believe it. I can't believe Chris is trying to outdo me. I'm mortified, really.
Can I just say you've done all this great work in Ukraine? Ron Filipowski said making a ridiculous post about tariffs on Truth Social was his secret plan to end the war in 24 hours. What a ridiculous clown show. Idiocracy.
War's still going on.
Yep.
Worst president ever.
I have no idea. I love Putin, love the people of Russia, but the terrorists. We have barely even trade with Russia. Like, he's just such a clown.
And we haven't begun to see the international ramification of Donald Trump and his positions and where this is going. Who knows? But, I'm worried.
Yeah. Ron also tweeted, Trump didn't end the war in Ukraine in 24 hours like he promised, but he did ban rainbow flags in government buildings because priorities.
Yeah, well, let me check my clock. Oh, my watch says it's been more than 24 hours.
What?
Huh.
I can't.
How do you like that?
Huh?
Yeah.
And my egg prices are wah. Okay. Dr. Doom, thanks. You're going to live up to your name for 4 years. We might have to think of something even doomier.
I'm not sure that's good news, but thanks, Stephanie.
All right, good.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
Bye, Dr. Redlener. Love you. There he
bye,
goes.
Guys. Bye. We'll see ya.
19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by me being a walking testimonial for my products. What do I have on my lower back right now?
CB Distillery Relief Stick.
CBD Relief Stick from CB Distillery. I do. Oh, my God. It really does work.
It does.
Like magic.
Did you put it on like a bear?
Yes, I put it on the wall and I backed into it like a bear.
Uh-huh.
As Carlos El Zerraki suggested yesterday.
Right.
Because I'm single.
Uh-huh.
Was that his point? I have no one to help me put it on.
Nobody.
Yeah. So I rubbed on it like a bear on a tree.
If you had big dogs, you could have them help you. But no, you chose
terriers.
They don't
have opposable thumbs. Here's my point. I'm in an age where I literally, because you know this happened right before the show, I threw my back out reaching for a sock. It was not even that far down. It was just in a couple of drawers down. And I was like, uh-oh. So that when it's uh-oh time, CBD Relief Stick.
That's right.
I'm telling you. It is good for sleep, for mood, for focus, pain after exercise. Well, it was that this exercise at my age is reaching for a sock.
Down.
Yeah, reaching for a sock. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. All made with high-quality, clean ingredients. It's the source we trust, CB Distillery. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, hi. We're going dancing. Go try CBD from CB Distillery. 20% discount to get you started. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. That's CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Are you ready to make better sleep your New Year's resolution? Cozy Earth completely transformed my sleep. It has made all the difference. I used to toss and turn, but since switching to their bamboo sheet set, my sleep has been deeper, more refreshing. Cozy Earth sheets made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft, breathable. They get even softer with every wash. Good sleep is essential to my routine, giving me the energy to tackle my day, feel my best. Cozy Earth also prioritizes quality and care with a 100-night sleep trial. Try their sheets for up to 100 nights, and if you don't love them, return them for a full refund. You can't go wrong, and for cozy nights and relaxed mornings, their bamboo pajama set is another must-have. It's soft, breathable, and sleeps cooler than cotton, keeping you perfectly comfortable. A better year starts with better sleep. Wrap yourself in Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my exclusive code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. And if you get a post-purchase survey, mention you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Please and thank you. Well, if you can't remember the last...
Winter blues? Time for a change? Yeah, the Aaron Weber Group gets it. And they can get you moving. Whether west to Oregon or east to Brooklyn, the Aaron Weber Group has you covered. Wait a second. I don't get this. Here in Dane County, we have Oregon south of Madison, and Brooklyn is south too. Whoever wrote this has their directions messed up. But don't you worry. The Aaron Weber Group has the compass and will find you your way home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Go to movetomadison.com.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Last time you slept all night or didn't feel stressed out during the day, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They've got great natural solutions for sleep and stress that people cannot stop raving about. Check out some of the 48,000 five-star reviews. The best sleep I've gotten in years. I wake up feeling refreshed and ready to go. And it's not just sleep. They have plant-based solutions for help with stress, moods, and focus, even pain after exercise. All made with high-quality, clean ingredients. I use the Relief Stick on my back after biking, and I love it. There's a lot of CBD out there, but I trust CB Distillery for their commitment to quality. They have over 2 million satisfied customers. They offer a 100% money-back guarantee. If you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, maybe it's time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery. 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie at cbdistillery.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. To the left. Yeah. Yeah. Let's make that Tootsie Roll. As the kids say.
Yeah, the kids said it 30 years ago.
Do you think, am I going to seem even older now that 22-year-old Bella's here?
Yes. That is a hard yes.
She just graduated from college last year. Congratulations, by the way, Bella.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
Chapman College, very good for broadcasting.
It's a great school.
Yeah, it's a very good school. Hi, Karen in Chicago. Hi.
Hi. Hello. I was doing the funky chicken.
Thank you.
While Dr. Doom was on.
As the kids do.
As the kids do. So, you know, I didn't watch the installation, but I did see some clips of it on Jon Stewart. And I have to say, it was humiliating and demoralizing, especially to watch Kamala Harris sit there and have to listen to the bile that was being spewed all over the rotunda, which, by the way, was the scene of the crime 4 years, you know, in 2021.
I haven't watched a clip of it. I can't even watch. I can't.
It's just, this is the thing, you know, so when we listen to them talk about bipartisanship, you know, I understand the spirit of our Democratic leadership wanting to do the right thing, like to be, attend that, you know, what show. But the thing of it is, the same spirit that, you know, we've been operating under is the same spirit that told Joe Biden that he should appoint Merrick Garland. Right this wrong. And we have got to stop playing that way. They have got to understand.
By the way,
all of us out here.
Of all the things Merrick Garland did wrong, I'm sorry, but, you know, this whole, like, obviously starting with the boots, you know, instead of starting at the top, you saw what happened, right? Boots just getting pardoned and go free. If you don't get the guy that incited it, if you don't get the people at the top first, this is what's going to happen. And in fact, it did happen. It did. Middle Age Riot posted, today's Republican Party is almost completely defined by who they hate and what they can do to hurt them. Ain't that the truth?
Yep.
John Pavlovitz, our buddy, our pal, he says, literally nothing is as MAGA as watching a bunch of self-righteous frauds who pretend to give a damn about Christianity, viciously attacking a minister who preached about caring for the vulnerable while their rapist felon messiah scoffed at her. Your religion is short, one Jesus. That's what's missing.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And last one. Senator Warner said 1,660 cleared Afghan refugees, including unaccompanied minors waiting for family reunification and folks at the risk of Taliban retribution, have had their flights canceled because of Trump's actions. This is inexcusable betrayal of families who risked everything for our military. I mean, we're going to have to pace ourselves because it is going to be like an outrage of not even a minute, just probably more than that.
I mean, some of the little stuff that Trump has done, I just don't even bother getting mad about. It's like, you know, there's bigger stuff.
John in Albuquerque, hey.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, go ahead.
Listen, New Mexico is changing their name to New America.
Oh, good, fantastic. Because I was going to go until you did that. Thanks.
We were there last summer.
We were.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Lawmakers have introduced a bill that would change Wisconsin election law to allow candidates to get off the ballot. You'll remember last year, Robert F. Kennedy dropped out of the race and supported Donald Trump. After that, he asked to get his name removed from Wisconsin ballots. He didn't want his supporters still having the option of voting for him. He wanted that support to go to Trump. But the Wisconsin Elections Commission said no. They said, according to the law, the only way we can drop your name is if you died. Kennedy even filed a lawsuit, and Wisconsin courts agreed. Well, now Republicans in the state legislature have introduced a new bill that would allow people to be removed from the ballot if they provide a sworn statement to the commission and pay a fee. They'd have to file the paperwork by mid-June to get their name removed for an August primary, and by the end of August to get off the ballot for a November election. And a DEI vice chancellor at UW-Madison has stepped down to a demotion after a financial review. LeVar Charleston was the vice chancellor of the Division of Diversity, Equity, and Educational Achievement. University officials released a statement saying he'd be going back to being a clinical professor after a review of financial concerns. They didn't specify what those concerns were, but this comes after diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts were majorly targeted by the legislature last year, prompting the review. And a Madison chef has been nominated as the best in the Midwest. The James Beard Award nominees have been released. Now, this is basically the biggest honor in food. Jamie and Chucky Brown Sukasumi have been nominated for Best Midwest Chef. They own a Han on Willie Street. It first opened in the Burr Oak, but it moved to that spot on Willie Street in 2023. It, of course, has gotten rave reviews since it opened. Last year, Jamie made the list in the Emerging Chef category. Finalists will be announced on April 2nd, and then the James Beard Award winners will be announced June 16th in Chicago. Congrats to them. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We are going to put a little pause into that warm-up that started yesterday. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to about 16 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15 will keep that wind chill hovering around zero most of the day. Tonight, one below. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, 21. We're back to 34 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 6.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbush Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our popcorn pick of the week with our friend Greg Vadney from the Roar Museum in Manitowoc. Then documentary filmmaker Kate Stapleton joins me to talk about her film, which premieres at the Door County Film Festival.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Once these guys were pardoned, and let's talk about the individuals that were pardoned. Daniel Rodriguez, sentenced to more than 12 years in prison after he pled guilty and admitted to using a taser device, applying it to the base of my skull numerous times while I was being restrained in a crowd and assaulted. Albuquerque Cosper Head from Tennessee placed me in a headlock, pled guilty. This is the rioter that, if you watch my body-worn camera footage, yelled out, "I've got one," as he dragged me out into the crowd. Thomas Sibick, who, while I was restrained and being assaulted, ripped my badge and my radio from my police vest.
Officer Fanone. Chris, who said live on CNN yesterday, "This is what I'd say to Stuart Rhodes, go yourself"? Who said that? No, you're incorrect. That was also Michael Fanone.
Okay.
All right. Equally potty mouth and heroic, yep, and fantastic star of DC Sexy Liberal, yep, Saturday Night and General Awesomeness, former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn. Hi, Harry.
Hey, how are you?
I just want to clamp onto you like I did Saturday night. Never let go.
I could use one.
Aw.
I mean, you've been obviously all over TV as well talking about this. And I was saying, you must be tired of, you know, people asking you how you feel. What do you think about this? I mean, you just kind of said, what do you think I feel?
Yeah.
I mean, but try to put into words, you know, obviously you just listened to Officer Fanone again. Go ahead. I mean, I don't even know where you want to start on these.
I'm tired. It's, you know, everybody asking for reactions and all this stuff. Like we've been saying the same thing for the last 4 years, just repeating ourselves. And it hasn't just been on one or two, three occasions. I mean, we talk to the media weekly, daily for the last 4 years. I mean, there's plenty of us being on the record about how we feel and what was at stake this election. Mad at Donald Trump, right? Everybody's, sure, that goes without saying. People are mad at Donald Trump. I'm just mad at his enablers even more now. That's one individual, and you have so many people enabling him. And now so many people want to act enraged, and not just even with January 6th. You know, I'm not going to take the selfish route and just let it be all me. But look what he's doing to immigrants and, you know, going after women and DEI. He wants a government that worships and idolizes him and that looks like him. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's, everybody, it's easy to express the outrage. That was my personal battle against Donald Trump, and like, that's why I was able to remove politics from it, because just on a personal level, he's just a bad human being.
I don't know if you saw this interview. I hope you didn't. Just him on Hannity last night, but I don't even know where to start. This is what I've been saying here. They're going to try to rewrite history in total. I mean, and first of all, you have the footage of January 6th on the screen, you know, next to you when, you know, they're interviewing people about this. And he basically said, oh, the incidents with police were very minor incidents. Obviously, the rioters were the real victims here, blah, blah, blah. They were just protesting the vote. It was rigged. He keeps repeating the same big lie. They were protesting it being rigged. There was a lot of patriotism with these people, a lot of patriots. I mean, it just must be salt in your wound every single time you hear something he says.
I mean, I guess I just must be allergic to salt now. listen. I mean, I've been dealing with, like I said, for 4 years. So I don't believe, I mean, you know, knock on wood, I don't believe there's anything that he can say or do that can, you know, make me say, wait, he did what? It's already been done. He sent a mob to attack us. They did attack us. He praised them for it. Officers lost their lives. Officers lost their careers. And then he won the presidency again. And then he forgave them and excused them, all of them, for what they did.
Yeah.
What more can he do? Like I said, knock on wood, sure. But, I mean, you know.
I just said a few minutes ago, Harry, it's just this whole strategy of, you know, prosecuting the boots before you get to the suits obviously has blown up in our faces, because guess what? The suits got back in and pardoned all the boots.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's the problem.
Yeah, that was one of the things I said. When I testified before Congress, I kind of botched the metaphor that I was talking about with the hitman. find the hitman and everything. But the point that I was trying to make is you need to get Donald Trump, the person who sent those rioters to the Capitol, the person who, not the hitman just doesn't get arrested, but the person who hires the hitman.
I remember.
Gets arrested also.
I remember. By the way, there's never been a metaphor I haven't murdered, so I'm...
Yeah, I botched it, but everybody knew what I meant.
I know. Yeah, exactly. I know what you meant. And you and I just talked off air here about this, the rewriting of the history. The Speaker Johnson has formed a committee, a new January 6th committee, to investigate the old January 6th committee with...
Another one.
With Loudermilk, who already did this.
Yeah. This is, I guess, they've done it already. Like, they've done this already. And you know what? Like, it's kind of, it's weird too, because if you ask, after Donald Trump got elected and, you know, in the days, you know, up into and before and after his election, his inauguration, Republicans, their message was, hey, we want to move on from this. Yeah. Hey, we would like to move on from January 6th, you know?
Yeah.
And they've been saying that for 4 years. Hey, you know, let's move on from this. Now, Speaker Johnson apparently does not want to move on from it. So, which one is it?
Yeah, all about retribution. All about all of it.
Which one is it?
I mean,
but whatever.
In,
you know,
in fact,
if he wants to investigate it, go for it.
Yeah, Loudermilk said yesterday. It's also interesting, I think, to look at those people he didn't pardon, mentioning Cassidy Hutchinson. Does this not prove President Biden's correctness in doing these part? And Trump yesterday intimated he's going to prosecute Biden because Biden didn't, you know, pardon himself. I mean, you wrote a great piece why I accepted a pardon from President Biden. As you and many others have said, of course you didn't do anything wrong. But this is not the legal world we're living in anymore.
You know, one of the reasons why I was able to lean into acceptance of that pardon, I don't even know how it goes. Like, I don't think there's, I've talked to a couple of lawyers, and a lot of them really don't even know, can you accept, can you refuse? I think it's only comes into play if you are brought up on charges and you say, hey, I have a pardon, okay, case dismissed, or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't even know how it works. I don't even know if you can accept it or refuse it. So I say one of the reasons I leaned into it is because in the language of it, he said these pardon is issued not assuming these individuals did nothing wrong. It's understood these individuals did nothing wrong. So that's why I was able to lean into it, you know. I stand on that. We didn't do anything wrong.
You write it absolutely in your piece here. You just said I, like all other public servants, was just doing my job and holding my oath. Yeah. I did nothing wrong on January 6th or in the days after. But the threat of a Donald Trump presidency is far too great for me to take any risk. Trump's handpicked FBI director has an enemies list. His supporters have pledged to go after me and my fellow officers. You said my fellow officers and I stood our ground, and because we did, our democracy is still standing, and I still stand, and I will continue to fight. I mean, Harry, as I said to you Saturday night, a grateful nation thanks you, and you very rightfully said, really? Because it seems like they f***ed me. It's true. But millions of us that thank you.
Listen, you know, I do. I say that, and I stand by that. Listen, I know a lot that message doesn't relate to a lot of your listeners, a lot of Americans out there. I understand there's 70 million, whatever the number is, that, you know, supported Kamala Harris. And that message doesn't apply to them.
Yeah.
It applies to the individuals who had the apathy or who were too busy or just didn't care enough to get out and vote. It applies to the Trump supporters out there who supported Donald Trump. That's who it applies to. But mainly the people who just decided to sit this one out for whatever reason.
So let's talk about you now. You retweeted Sergeant Gunnell, who I got to talk to at the DNC. You said, Sergeant Gunnell sent me this picture. This is his call log. Each call is an automated Department of Justice notification saying the defendant you testified against is being released from the Department of Corrections. Each defendant assaulted him. And here's this whole log, call after call after call. I can't imagine how you all are feeling. We played, you know, Officer Fanone saying, you know, the worst day of his life wasn't even J6. It was his mother getting, you know, having, you know, his mother had feces thrown at her and was threatened. So how are you processing this now? Are you, you know, are you guys scared? Are you, I mean, I know, I think Officer Fanone's trying to get a protective order.
Yeah. You know, I want this to be over. I am sick and tired of having to be the strong guy. I'm sick and tired of having to be out there. And I wish it was over. I would love to move on from it. We can't, though, because like you said earlier in the show, so many people are trying to rewrite what happened that day. And, you know, I can't let that happen. And as far as, you know, being scared or afraid or fear, Christopher Wray described the individuals that stormed and attacked the Capitol on January 6th as domestic terrorists.
Yeah.
Now, this is Christopher Wray, the former leader of the FBI, was a Trump appointee, called these individuals domestic terrorists. And if people know, the goal of terrorists is to create fear and to make people change. So I don't want to live a life of fear because I feel like that makes them win. Now, at the same time, I'm not naive to the fact that these people are crazy and they've done violent acts before. You know, I'm taking proper precautions to make sure I'm aware. I'm not just, you know, just, oh, whatever, I'm good. No, I don't think that at all. But as far as being intimidated to stop talking or speaking out for what's right, then no, that will never happen.
God bless you. I can't even imagine what you were feeling yesterday when Enrico Terrio and Stuart Rhodes out there walking around the Capitol, you know, threatening retribution. You know, obviously Trump, it's like his private militia now. He's kind of, you know, like, I got your back no matter, even if you do something else, I'll pardon you again. I mean, it is completely lawless territory we're in now, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the guardrails have seemed to just been removed, and we're in for a long 4 years. But we will continue to thrive. After, I mean, Donald Trump won't exist after these 4 years. I mean, granted, they do a whole new constitutional amendment and allow him to run for president, or, you know, he invokes some kind of, thanks to the Supreme Court, it allows him to say, hey, this is an official act and I'm staying in office or whatever. I mean, who knows what's in his demented mind. But we cannot just lay down. They are applying all this pressure and doing all these heinous things to get people to stop.
Somebody said, Harry, yesterday, the Germans gave up on facts, too, at some point.
Yeah.
You know, we can't give up on... They're going to write a report saying Donald Trump won the 2020 election, January 6th, you know, terrorists are heroes, you guys are... You know, the thugs.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's millions of us, though, that are going to resist that. I mean, I just have to get finally your take on Speaker Johnson saying January 6th, well, everyone can describe this however they want, as if there's no hours and hours of video of it.
Exactly.
Right? He said the president has the pardon and commutation authority. It's his decision. I think what was made clear all along is that peaceful protests and people engage in them should never be punished. Are we back to that? That this was a peaceful... He said, we believe in redemption. We believe in second chances. So they did nothing wrong, but at the same time, they deserve redemption and whatever, second chances. He said, the president made a decision. We move forward. There are better days ahead of us. That's what we're excited about. We're not looking backwards. I mean,
yeah, he is, though, because he's creating a January 6th commission.
Thank you.
But also, you know what? I'll play his game. Yes, Speaker Johnson, I'll concede that of the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people at the Capitol, every single one of them there was not violent. There were peaceful people at the Capitol who were Trump supporters, who stood there with their signs, who did not attack and assault police. Right. Yes, there were. And you know what? I am a strong proponent of criminal justice reform, and I believe that the crime should fit the time, or the time should fit the, whatever,
right,
whatever that saying goes.
Yep.
I believe in that. So if there is a case, which there is not, of somebody spending years in prison for peacefully walking around the Capitol, then sure, that person should, that case needs to be examined. There's not a case like that, but if there was, then sure. But the people that assaulted and viciously beat police officers, you're saying that they were peaceful? Get out of here. Get out of here. You're a liar.
Yeah.
You are a liar.
Were you surprised? Last question. Were you surprised after even J.D. Vance and Pam Bondi said, oh, no, of course, he's not going to pardon the violent January 6th. Were you surprised that he did? Yeah.
No. Simple answer is no. Donald Trump does what he wants to do, period. There's nobody in his ear. There's nobody that can influence him any more than himself. There's nobody that has restraint on him. I mean, just think about on January 6th, his own daughter, his son, were begging him to put out a statement to stop this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fact. They have the text messages to prove it. And they couldn't even get through to him. So there's nobody that can advise Donald Trump to do anything other than what he wants to do, period. Yeah. And that's as referenced as by what, like you just said, what Pam Bondi and J.D. Vance said.
Yeah. My favorite moments from Saturday night, D.C., when I got to hug this giant mountain of a patriotic man, when Olivia Troy walked up and said, "Hi, I'm Harry Dunn, security."
I thought you were going to say when Olivia fell out her stool.
No, she's okay. That was a little disturbing. I was talking to Harry about how cheesy it was that we played the theme from Cops to bring him on.
Right.
And Olivia took a header.
Oh, no.
And I said, all these MAGA death threats, and Sexy Liberal kills her.
Oh, my gosh, man.
And then you watching the Commanders game backstage.
I had to. What a great win for our team.
That's
for
right.
Go Commanders, man. I was so excited. But you know, I had to be there with you too. So
thank you, baby. And you had your mental health sweatshirt on, and I thought, you know what? Just watching the Commanders game, doing whatever, you know, I got to hang out with my big sister. Like, you know, whatever it is, I got my bicycle, you know, I cycled with Major Taylor Cycling Club here in LA. Mental health is gonna be so important for all of us, isn't it, Harry? These next
Absolutely.
4 years.
Especially these next 4 years. And, you know, I encourage people to don't try to drink this water, you know, out of a fire hydrant.
Yeah.
You know, you have to take it in doses. Do what you can do. Do what you're comfortable. But do not tune out.
Yep. And you ran for Congress.
We have to know what's going on.
Didn't make it this time. But I was happy to hear you say you are in this fight. You know, I hope you do it again.
Yep.
And thank you for staying in the fight despite everything with us, Harry.
I'm on it.
You're a hero. Love you.
Thanks, Shaw. I appreciate you.
All right. You too, babe.
Thank you.
51 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by my buddies at Native Path Collagen. Don't get stuff jabbed in you. What's wrong with you, Chris?
Sorry.
Okay. Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain? Do you want to look in the mirror and see that plump, hydrated pre-Trump glow? Remember? Remember happiness? Remember joy? Remember? Jody, remember? All right. Well, okay. Native Path Collagen.
She's returning to her joy.
Yeah. Getting away from me. Type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. Those are the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, in your cartilage, bone, skin, hair, nails, and gut. It's good for all of that. Type 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. It's flavorless. Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. I put it in my coffee every morning. You can put it in your smoothie, your protein shake, your soup, oatmeal, you name it. It's Ovaltine? Sure.
Sure.
Okay. It is a peptide. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable. It's absorbed more easily. No clumping. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That is GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a liar. She's a dingbat. She is an attention strumpet.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction. There's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com, and for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. One more time, that is credomobile.com. The code is STEPH25.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Equability offers custom-tailored clothing for those with dexterity or mobility challenges. Plus, first-time shoppers get 10% off. Use code CIVIC10 at checkout. Visit equability.co, equability.co, to make your clothes easier to wear today.
Looking to turn your valuables into cash this Valentine's Day? Gordy's Midwest Fine Jewelry and Coins is here for you since 1985. Look for the big green awning on the corner of 4701 Monona Drive. Gordy buys your coins, gold, silver, watches, stamps, silver dollars, and paper currency. They buy, sell, trade, and repair, offering top dollar in paying cash for gold. Stop by today and experience the difference. Gordy's Midwest Fine Jewelry and Coins. Call 608-221-4242.
Still putting off that deep clean? Let HS Pristine Clean take it off your to-do list. With over 20 years of meticulous cleaning experience, they make your home sparkle without the hassle. Call 920-932-0000 today. Why wait?
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
This portion of the show brought to you by FFRF, Freedom From Religion Foundation. That's a lot of F words, not the ones I use normally when talking about this administration. They are the leading voice for separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious interference, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. When you become a member,
someone has to.
You're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Go to ffrf.us/Miller or text. Text Miller to 511-511. 2025, the year we protect our religious and individual liberty.
Individual
liberty. Like never before. Text fees may apply. 58 minutes after the hour. Oh, Trump said on H1, the visa program. I know the program very well. I use the program. Maitre d's, wine experts, even waiters. High quality waiters. You got to get the best people. Oh, that's nice. How's that feel, MAGA? He's kind of echoing Ramaswamy and Musk that the Americans suck and they're too stupid. They can't take those jobs. I got to bring in. Remember how we ran on that? We got to bring in more people from immigrants because stupid idiots, MAGA. Like, you can be a wine expert. It doesn't come in a box. Okay. Dana Goldberg's here, so everything's better.
A new choice.
Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We will review the governor's state of the state address and the Republican response and take your phone calls as well. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This message is sponsored by WiskCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiskCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free. Plus, earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WiskCaregiver.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Firefighters are battling the Hughes Fire north of Los Angeles. The wildfire, fueled by dry conditions, has burned 16 square miles and forced about 50,000 evacuations or warnings. Portions of Interstate 10 in Louisiana and Florida remain closed due to snow cover this morning. The storm dumped record snow across the Gulf Coast, giving way to frigid below freezing temperatures this morning. There's been a little more slippage in the job market.
In the week just ended, 223,000 first-time jobless claims were filed, about 2,000 more than analysts were anticipating. The biggest increases came from Michigan, California, and Texas. The number of Americans actually receiving benefits is up to 1.9 million, an increase of 46,000 from the mid-month reading.
ABC's Jim Ryan. The 2025 Academy Award nominations announced this morning. The Netflix narco musical about trans identity Emilia Perez led with 13 nominations, including Best Picture. This is ABC News.